Welcome to the Daily Zen Tei Show, a reading of the Daily Zen Journal, which is derived from talks given to students and writings of the ancient masters. Each Tei Show will feature text from a selected volume, followed by commentary. The Tei Show is selected and interpreted by Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. The title of this Tei Show is Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, Part 2, from Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. Informal talks on Zen meditation and practice. Mind waves. Because we enjoy all aspects of life as an unfolding of big mind, we do not care for any excessive joy, so we have imperturbable composure. When you are practicing Zazen, do not try to stop your thinking. Let it stop by itself. If something comes into your mind, let it come in and let it go out. It will not stay long. When you try to stop your thinking, it means you are bothered by it. Do not be bothered by anything. It appears as if something comes from outside your mind, but actually, it is only the waves of your mind. And if you are not bothered by the waves, gradually they will become calmer and calmer. In 5 or at most 10 minutes, your mind will be completely serene and calm. At that time, your breathing will become quite slow, while your pulse will become a little faster. It will take quite a long time before you find your calm, serene mind in your practice. Many sensations come, many thoughts or images arise, but they are just waves of your own mind. Nothing comes from outside your own mind. Usually, we think of our minds as receiving impressions and experiences from outside, but that is not a true understanding of our mind. The true understanding is that the mind includes everything. When you think something comes from outside, it means only that something appears in your mind. Nothing outside yourself can cause any trouble. You yourself make the waves in your mind. If you leave your mind as it is, it will become calm. This mind is called big mind. If your mind is related to something outside itself, that mind is a small mind, a limited mind. If your mind is not related to anything else, then there is no dualistic understanding in the activity of your mind. You understand activity as just waves of your mind. Big mind experiences everything within itself. Do you understand the difference between the two minds? The mind which includes everything, and the mind which is related to something. Actually, they are the same thing. But the understanding is different, and your attitude toward your life will be different according to which understanding you have. That everything is included within your mind is the essence of mind. To experience this is to have religious feeling. Even though waves arise, the essence of your mind is pure. It is just like clear water with a few waves. Actually, water always has waves. Waves are the practice of the water. To speak of waves apart from water, or water apart from waves, is a delusion. Water and waves are one. Big mind and small mind are one. When you understand your mind in this way, you have some security in your feeling. As your mind does not expect anything from outside, it is always filled. A mind with waves in it is not a disturbed mind, but actually an amplified one. Whatever you experience is an expression of big mind. The activity of big mind is to amplify itself through various experiences. In one sense, our experiences coming one by one are always fresh and new. But in another sense, they are nothing but a continuous or repeated unfolding of the one big mind. For instance, if you have something good for breakfast, you will say, "This is good." Good is supplied as something experienced sometime long ago, even though you may not remember when. With Big Mind, we accept each of our experiences as if recognizing the face we see in a mirror as our own. For us, there is no fear of losing this mind. There is nowhere to come or to go. There is no fear of death, no suffering from old age or sickness. Because we enjoy all aspects of life as an unfolding of Big Mind, we do not care for any excessive joy, so we have imperturbable composure. And it is with this imperturbable composure of Big Mind that we practice Zazen. Shinryu Suzuki, 1905 to 1971. When you are practicing Zazen, do not try to stop your thinking. Let it stop by itself. If something comes into your mind, let it come in and let it go out. It will not stay long. When you try to stop your thinking, it means you are bothered by it. It appears as if something comes from outside your mind, but actually, it is only the waves of your mind. And if you are not bothered by the waves, gradually they will become calmer and calmer. Each journal presents a wave into a larger perspective, and each piece speaks to us uniquely. There are teachers we easily connect with, and others that demand more of a stretch to understand their style. And that is just the way it is, and also why Buddha taught sometimes with stories that seem to deliver a very personal message. Like the parable of the mustard seed. Not everyone needs the same teaching, and he met people right where they were. Suzuki's teaching of mind waves connects easily with us in the present time. With a gentle hand, he delivers a way into meditation that is both introductory and quite advanced at the same time. Each person can get just what they need here. The quote above reflects the simplicity and the depth of Suzuki's teaching, all in one paragraph. How far we go with what sounds simple, but is actually a constant practice, is, once again, up to us. Calm and clear, Ilana, scribe for Daily Zen. Recording and audio production by a longtime friend of Daily Zen. Music by Ashat Danielyan at Pixabay.com. To learn about Daily Zen, read journals and quotes, donate, or see the artistry of Daily Zen, please visit dailyzen.com. Thank you for listening, and may your way be clear.